Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
Episode 192. Holy shit, it's 2 months away.
Yeah.
But you're pretty much 2 months away.
Figure out something
and do something. Nope. No pants, episode 200.
Yes,
all on Twitch.
That's
192 episodes already with no pants on. I have done an episode of my underwear before. I'm just throwing that out there. No, it's too much work. It's enough work with the editing and everything.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. It's enough work making your voice sound. So what I usually do every episode is I have to apply a filter to Jeremy's voice. I record every episode separately on two tracks. I got one on my voice and I got one on Jeremy's voice. Jeremy's voice is so high-pitched that I have to apply like 15 different filters on it to get it to sound as sexy as it does right now. That's why he's like very sexual vanilla-ish, sexual chocolate-ish. I just applied the Macho Man filter.
You already have it downloaded?
Yeah.
You got them all.
Bad Street, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't want
to
work.
I feel like they tried to put a filter on the PSAs once or twice.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did a lot of filters on micro PSAs. Bad Street. Yeah, man. So how are you doing?
I tried to crash Shane McMahon's helicopter, man. You don't know what it's like to live on fucking Bad Street.
But you almost crashed in the ocean. There's no streets in the ocean.
Fucking Bad Street's everywhere, man.
Bad Streets.
Bad Street is everywhere.
Bikini Bottom.
I was trying to crash him in fucking Bad Street, USA with Atlanta, show him what it's like living with that.
Was there a Bad Street in Bad Street Atlantis?
There is a Bad Street Atlantis. There's like carp live on the Bad Street, like, you know, the kind of
was there a Bad Street in a what was that show called? Sequest?
In Sequest?
That
Sequest
one show.
2020?
No, that's C-Lab. Damn it, what show am I thinking of? There was like a shitty show on NBC. It was like Sequest or something like that, yeah. It had that kid that killed himself. A lot of them, yeah. And they had Roy Schneider and a talking dolphin. This is not a Mandela effect. This show existed. So I'm just throwing that out there. But it's been pretty good. It's been a good week. I think a pretty good week of wrestling. It's been an interesting week of wrestling.
Yeah, we got news.
Yeah, it makes the show easy to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to reach. And
you don't have to do much research.
Yeah, and then we can just do like pro previews for Battleground.
Good old Battleground.
Oh, wow. Punjabi Prison match. Getting raped. That's where Bad Street came from.
Right?
I'm pretty sure he got raped a few times, babe.
Yeah, I've been on Bad Street.
He's. Tony Atlas took me to Bad Street a few times. Oh, that was pretty bad. It was right after Bruiser Brody got stabbed.
I saw.
He definitely went down a Bad Street.
Fuck, right? All the Puerto Rico
is all Bad Streets. And it is Bad Street USA there because they're USA territory. So Bad Street USA, Bruiser Brody, rest in peace. You ever like read that story about Bruiser Brody? It's so fucked up, man. God, and he goes like, maybe the anniversary just passed of his death.
Yeah, I just saw
so,
the memorial photos of the
yeah.
WWE where it's like the black screen in the circle.
Yeah.
Someone created one for Bruiser Brody.
Oh, man, that sucks. You know, it's like the screwed up thing is like, there's so many like famous, or not famous, but just like A-list wrestlers that were like backstage there.
Yeah.
And, like, technically, I was, like, they all just kind of, like, turned her back and just, like, screw it.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, Bruiser Brody had, like, a shitty attitude about everything. And like, I think, no, somebody had told him like straight up, like, you can't take that attitude on that island. You won't leave that island alive. And like, literally, seriously, it happened. But yeah, and then I think there's a story, I think, with like Zeb or Dutch Mantel. He talks about, yeah, good old Uncle Zeb. He was supposed to once. What? You think he only jerked off in front of him one time? Shit. He stayed in a wheelchair for the rest of his WWE. He broke his legs out of shock. It wasn't even back in the 80s. It wasn't even back in the 80s when Dutch caught him. It was like it was 2014. It's like that episode of Seinfeld where George's mom caught him masturbating and she fell and hurt her back and she had like go to the hospital. Yeah. That's my Seinfeld noise.
I had saw a text message thread that someone had posted, and it was this guy, his girlfriend reached out to him, and she's like, where are you at? I was just at your roommate's house, and he said, I haven't seen you since yesterday. And he's like, I literally went out for Indian food, got lost, and I spent $30 to stay the night at a seedy motel. She replied back, she's like, it's like I'm dating a Seinfeld episode.
That is Kramer.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. As they would come out of Carlos Colon's home.
Yeah, they come out his front door.
Yeah.
They would put tents up around. So the crowd would throw, like, they would.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah.
And D batteries and shit. People.
Yeah.
So they'd have to put up these nets and these tents.
Didn't somebody try to, like, throw acid at Ric Flair one time? I feel like that's a story, right? Yeah. Yeah. It was Charlotte.
It was like the Taylor of pro wrestling.
It was Charlotte. Charlotte. Fuck you, Dad. Never being around.
Fuck you, Dad, for giving me this nose.
Fuck you, Dad, for I don't know, ruining all my matches. I remember being 4 years old trying to go to sleep, and you were woo because you were banging some other lady in another room. You know that's true. Did you hear her interview on the Edge and Christian show?
I did.
It's hilarious. She's so funny. She like rips her dad the whole time.
Really?
Cause like, yeah, she's like going into like how there was like a match, like, and she's like, yeah, she's like, I was really worried when they told him, you know, like, hey, Rick's gonna be your manager, and she's like, oh shit, you know, this can go one or two ways. This can go really, really good, or my dad could go rogue, and like Edge and Christian just start like cracking up at the idea. They're like, oh my god, Rick going rogue, and she's talking like a story of like where. He was supposed to like rip the turnbuckle pad off, so for like the finish of the match. But I guess she was selling so good, he thought she was legit hurt,
really?
And so he like ran over to her like to like see if she was okay. And she said like she just was like yelling at him like, "What the hell are you doing? Get the hell away from me! You need to go turn that turnbuckle off for the finish." And she's like, "I'm over here yelling it like nobody can't hear me." All I could think of the whole time is like when she's on that story is Eddie Guerrero and his. Where the fuck is Vicky?
I remember, what was the guy's name that was with Chuck and Billy?
Oh, Rico,
yeah. Yeah, when Rico was up on the
top. Oh, and Rico.
He's like, oh, God damn it, Jeff.
Jeff Hardy was supposed to go up there and shake the top rope, right? He was literally up there for like, 20 seconds, like doing a balancing act.
Jeff Hardy's on the other side. This is like height of drug addict Jeff Hardy before he went to TNA. And Jeff's on the other side of the ring.
God damn it, Jeff, I'm over here. You know, you should have just been like, screw it, I'm just going to go for this finish.
Slip or something.
Yeah,
you know
just.
I mean? It looks like a body. But yeah, he's just over there screaming, God damn it, Jeff.
If you guys, while you're listening to this, YouTube,
it's up there. That
yeah.
Video's there. I've seen
it's on Vachimini for sure, but you just got to do like Rico, Jeff Hardy. Yeah. That's all you have to do. Rico, Jeff Hardy, WWF or WWE. And yeah, it's hilarious.
God damn it, Jeff.
I love the Eddie one. It's been edited as far as like the network, but you can go like to you can go to YouTube and like watch it uncensored, and Eddie's just losing his shit. Yeah, dude, he's just like, it's him. It's when they're having the custody the match, the ladder match, Rey Mysterio and Rey Mysterio's son. Yeah, and so And so, like, there's a part in there where Eddie's climbing up on the ladder, and I guess Vicky was supposed to go in there and, like, pull. She was supposed to pull Eddie's leg off so that Eddie wouldn't win. So somehow he ended up just shaking the ladder off himself, and he fell. Oh, he was hanging from the ring, yeah, hanging onto the thing. And Vicky was supposed to go there and drag his leg off to make him fall. She missed her cue altogether and never showed up. And so he had to, like, let go and just take a shitty, really shitty fall. And you just hear him, like, pound the mat and, like, just start yelling, where the fuck is Vicky? Where's Vicky? God damn it. Just, like, losing his shit, man. And, like, banging the shit out of the mat. And then, like, eventually Vicky's slow ass comes, like, running down to the ring and just, like, totally missed her cue. Like, how do you miss your cue?
Yeah.
If that's, like, your one spot in the whole match. Yeah, she came down the ramp. Like somebody in Gorilla watching on the monitors. It looks like the monitors went out. Yeah, go now. Just type in Eddie Guerrero, where the fuck is Vicky? Literally, that's all you got to do. It's hilarious. It's good stuff. Yeah, that's a nice segue. Talks with Dixie Carter and GFW. And Karen Engel? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Not Dixie Carter.
But there's talks of him possibly returning to WWE.
I still got Dixie on the brain. Yeah. Nashville. Yeah, talking about Karen Engel, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was originally reported he was in talks with WWE, but then there's a picture of him and Karen Engel Karen Jarrett, I should say.
Yeah.
At a bar, and they're talking, apparently talking business.
Oh, that's awesome. Was he hitting her with the 619?
Probably.
I hope so.
He has that tatted on his
619. Bah. So booyaka, booyaka.
Would you rather see him go to GFW?
I'd be happy to see him on TV.
Something different, you know? I'd like to see him.
I like Lucha Underground a lot. And as far as check the Twitch chat. That's what Tricky's saying. I'll load it up right now, Tricky. Where was I going with this? As far as Lucha Underground, I mean, to me, it feels like a totally different. Like, it feels like a show, like almost like a Glow kind of. You know, like in the way we kind of watch it. So yeah, and I think that's the cool part, and I don't look at it as
a wrestling show.
It's a TV show about nothing, but I watched a lot of Seinfeld.
So while you're looking that up, Enzo Amore has a lot of heat backstage.
Oh yeah, Enzo, and so does Cass. Yes.
Well, they're for two different reasons. Apparently, there's not really a reason said as to why Enzo has heat, but it's been said that he was kicked off a tour bus by Roman Reigns, and that he was kicked out of the locker room and forced to take the Miz treatment and change. Talk about that on the podcast?
No, not yet. No.
About the Miz and how
we talked about the Miz, like how he wasn't allowed to change in the locker room until it was Chris Benoit, I think, invited him back.
Chris Benoit banned him, is what happened. And
was it Taker that let him back? Yeah, that's right.
The rules are, once you get banned by somebody,
you have to be in. Yeah. Oh, and Benoit died.
So,
yeah.
So, like, a year and a half go by.
And he murdered his family.
Yeah.
Like, aren't you U.S. champ? Shit.
Except the Miz died. Benoit died. I can't come back.
Yeah.
Just come back here. Yeah, apparently Enzo's been changing in the locker, or outside of the locker.
Good.
And Cass apparently has heat because the word is, and this is, I mean, it is what it is, but it's a dumb reason to have heat backstage. But I guess Cass is very, very pro-Trump, and a lot of the guys backstage are very, very anti-Trump.
Yeah.
So,
rightfully so. No, I'm just kidding. I don't give a shit.
Like, I get that the guy's fucking off, like, with what's probably happening with Enzo just being a jackass. Because apparently what's happening is Enzo's personal life and what's going on outside of the ring.
Yeah.
Is causing him problems backstage.
Yeah.
That I get. Like, if the guy's being an idiot, like, come on. Let's not, you know, people's preferences and stuff aside. Unless Cass is just being a dick to everybody about it. But we don't know the situation. You want to see a match between Cyborg and Becky Lynch?
No.
That's what Cyborg wants. Chris Cyborg, I don't even remember her last name.
She won't even pass the wellness check, right? So it doesn't matter.
Well, she tweeted, she's been starting shit with Becky Lynch on Twitter for some reason. She tweeted and said, if you're smart, Triple H, don't let Becky Lynch anywhere near the ring without or with me. Ireland can't handle another star losing this summer. And Becky Lynch said, are you sure Dana would let you do that, seeing as how he doesn't let you do much else?
Booyaka!
Goddamn.
You know, I just want a sound effect of booyaka, booyaka every time we, like, say something funny. Booyaka! Tony Storm.
I would say James Ellsworth.
I guess the way things go, huh?
The way things go, right?
Shit.
No, I just saw a meme about that. Did you see Sami Zayn's fundraiser?
No.
Syria?
Mm-mm.
Sami Zayn started a fundraiser to get help for a mobile clinic in Syria. So far, and this was, I don't have a date when this was posted, but at the time it was posting, he had raised...
Booyaka!
Booyaka, booyaka! He had raised $23,000. So Finn Balor donating $100. Bo Dallas down... donating
gosh, Finn, $100. Bo Dallas donates $1,000. $100, Finn Balor. I could donate $100, Finn Balor. Hey, gotta save the Legos. Save the money for the Legos. You know, I've been stuck. The drifter. I'm only 5'7". My son absolutely loves Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally nuts. We're going to have to try to record this somehow, some way. Dude, he gets jacked when he hears the music. He will be asleep, and he will wake up when he hears the tum-tum, like the beginning of it, and he just does like this whole like, you guys can see this listening to this, but if you're on Twitch, he just does like the whole like head shake. He's like.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, where the shit is it at? Even on the game, like, he'll do it, like, when the game hits. So, like, I try to, like, put it on mute sometimes when Finn comes up.
When he first debuted in NXT.
Yeah.
And he started the whole arm raising thing.
In yeah.
Do you remember how often my daughter would do that? Though?
Oh, yeah. She threw her shoulder out a few times. He throws that shoulder.
My wife, every single time.
Up there goes that shoulder.
You better watch out.
And throw that shoulder out. That's my Kim. That's my Kim voice. That's my Kim voice. Nah, he's gonna fuck that dog. That's cool.
But there's something, I mean, that music is the shit.
Yeah, no, like, so, like, yeah, and, like, I lift him up when the, I'm training too. I lift him up for the music and stuff, and he, like, jig gets happy, and, like, it's really funny. My wife absolutely hates it. She's like, oh, my God. She's gonna like it. And I'm like, he's my son. Bash straight, you'll say. Bash straight.
My son.
He's a little, had a lot of kids on Bash Street. Had a lot of kids. I'm pretty sure. I'm sure there's a few of them ended up in a dumpster or two. Michael PDSA says a shady history. I'm just saying that dude is fucked. You know, that guy shouldn't have a job. He should not have a job.
Especially in that company after.
After everything that WWE is like advocated, they got rid of Hugh Morris, but you don't get rid of Michael PSAs after all the shit. Like, what does he have on Vince?
He's probably Vince's
hand jobs on Bad Street. One time Vince gave me a hand job. I give a hand job to Vince Sr. one time, and he's already dead. I just reached in that casket and just was like, hey, Bad Street USA, one more time, Vince in here. Yeah, to you too. Hey, Steph. Get over here, Linda. I know Vince ain't touching that in a long time. You were going to go into something and we just totally derailed. I'm sorry. Talking Smack was canceled. So was Raw Talk. Not as good as Talk. Yeah. Not as good as Talking Smack, but, I mean, Talking Smack was a lot of fun to watch.
I guess,
you know, if a show's doing good and it's kind of improv and people get to kind of show their true selves, I guess it's not good for ratings, so fuck it, let's just cancel shit.
Yeah, that's apparently how it goes.
And they canceled Unfiltered?
Apparently one of the big things I read today.
They canceled Unfiltered, Jeremy.
I know, they expect another show to be canceled too, possibly.
205 Live. Well, they already stopped doing the ropes purple.
I saw that on Monday. Yeah.
They
went with red ropes.
They're just like, you know what? We're just tired of doing this.
I love that Daniel Bryan and what's her name?
Renee Ambrose.
Both had to find out about it being canceled through Twitter.
Twitter, yeah. Like how Xavier Woods was like, what? I leave for, what was it, like some sort of con? And I come back and Talking Smack is canceled? That's like the one good show if you're not like featured mainly on SmackDown. You can kind of go on there as a guest and just like make your presence known. Oh, I got a list, all right.
Anything I'll really spoil about that?
Is that they're hot.
Yes. Did you see that there's apparently sexism going on backstage? And
that they're not hot enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
That show is hot, let's be honest.
I have the hugest crush on Viper, I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Is back?
Yeah, dude, she looks great.
But,
oh, Shayna.
Shayna Baszler, right?
Yeah.
After Shayna Baszler's match, I guess she walked over to Bailey, Sasha, or no, it was Bailey, Charlotte, and Becky, and threw up the four symbol.
Oh, man, that's
and
awesome.
They started talking shit, and sitting directly across from them at the entrance is Ronda Rousey and the other three members of her.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they ended up in a yelling match back and forth between each other.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And I didn't realize that one of the members of the of Ronda's four horsewomen is... Roddy Strong's wife.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right? Yeah. I got the whole list here. I'm going to go through it. Abby Lathe, a.k.a.
Yes.
Kimberly. Aisha Raymond, representing England. Bianca Belair from the United States. Candice LeRae. We all know her as the lovely wife of Johnny Gargano. Dakota Kai. Jazzy Gabbert. Kyra Sane, which is Kyra. Well, yeah. Oh, man. She is so amazing. I saw that, like, yeah, just that bootleg version of the Mae Young that people have been putting out, like, her dropping that elbow. Holy shit, I love that elbow drop. Kavita Devi, Kaylee Ray, Lacey Evans, Marty Bell, Mercedes freaking Martinez,
Mia Yim,
Miranda Salinas, Nicole Savoy, Piper Niven, which is Viper. She is awesome, you guys. Princess Sugiet from Mexico. I think she's the only Mexico representative, but, like, gosh, she's been wrestling forever. Rachel Evers, which is Rachel Ellington, Reina Gonzalez, Renee Michelle, Rhea Ripley, Sage Becca, Santana freaking Garrett, Sarah Logan, a.k.a. Crazy Mary Dobson, Serena Deeb, Shayna Baszler, there we go, Tainara Conti, Tessa Blanchard, she's in the freaking tournament, a.k.a. the... counterpart to I think she's still dating Ricochet, so like, dude, like, if they train together, man, and she's freaking a Blanchard,
yep.
Like, it's in her blood. Tony Storm, Vanessa Bourne, Zia Lee, and Zeta. Not listed is Deonna Purrazzo, but I do know she was there at the tournament, so some sort of match happened where she was involved, so that's pretty awesome. That's the whole list of participants, and yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Apparently, a couple women that were supposed to be there, Stephanie Newell, aka Nixon Newell, she was supposed to be there, but she wrestles for What Culture, but she tore her ACL. And also, that one girl. Crap. She used to be Taylor Wilde. Taylor Wilde was supposed to be part of this, but she got injured as well. Deonna Purrazzo, Barbie Hayden, Jessica James, Lady Tapa. We all remember her from TNA. And Nicole Matthews. Nicole Matthews just actually had a match not too long ago. She's also a new member of NXT. They're all listed as alternates. So if an official participant suffered an injury, they would be replaced by one of the following participants. So it's interesting to see that Deonna was in the ring, so somebody got injured and she took their place. Yeah. So something happened. So it's cool to see, like, all these ladies in the ring. It is awesome. Barbie Hayden. I'm super psyched. Not a lot of people have seen Barbie Hayden. Like, I think a lot of these girls have showed up in NXT at one point or another, but Barbie Hayden and, I don't think she's been in there, so it's pretty cool. Dude, Viper is awesome. I love her. She's great. And I mean, I just recently been introduced to her, like, the past maybe 6 months. But she kicks ass, dude.
Yeah.
She's awesome. And she handles the haters, like, so easy.
A lot of girls in there with really awesome styles.
Yeah.
This is going to be possibly more fun than the Cruiserweight.
Why do we have to wait all the way to August? Gosh, we have to wait till immediately. Well, they do Bracketology right after SummerSlam. We're going to be insanely tired after that. And then, but yeah, I guess the week of, we just got to.
They're already filmed. They're already recorded everything with the finals.
Gosh, like, why wait? Why make us wait?
Well, away from the internet, because I don't
want to
see any of that.
Yeah, I don't
want to. My one question, though, is why don't we
I think that's the next one. That has to be, yeah. Bring in tag team. Well, that's going to be the next one. That has to be the next one. Because we've done the cruiserweight. We've now done this women's one. And I think the only way to kind of reinvigorate your tag team division, which we're ripping apart. Which we're ripping apart is do a tag team tournament.
So Kurt Angle's reveal.
Tricky just wrote the Angle reveal sucked.
I think it's hilarious. I love it.
Yeah. I really wish he would have been like
you
this.
An angle with him, like a love angle.
I wanted gay love story.
Racial.
Yeah.
I wanted
with Kurt Angle being revealed as being a whale that's escaped from SeaWorld.
Everybody you love this, right?
Yeah.
everybody, like on Facebook, all these different sites were asking, what is the reveal? What's it going to be?
I like that WWE kind of threw a wrench and everybody's like, Chad Gable is not Kurt Angle's son. Yeah. But then you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then, like, literally the next day, it's all Jason Jordan. Jason Jordan.
Mr.
Block.
Yeah.
Mr. Block. Yeah.
But every website that was asking like people's opinions, I replied with sex tape with Paige. Every single one.
Sex tape with Charmel.
There's been so many. And it's funny because that angle with Charmel was 2005.
Yeah.
That means that Jason Jordan would be 12.
13. 12. Yeah, 12.
There's
12 years old.
Someone tweeted to AJ Styles and asked him if he was the legitimate father of the Young Bucks. And he's like, yeah. And he tweeted back to him that I'll miss you, Dad.
Miss you, Dad.
Miss you, son. Scott Dawson of the Revival.
Oh, he did the Arn Anderson?
Said,
yeah.
Somebody
asked my mom what happened.
but I dig it. It's going to be cool. You know, it's...
I want to see how it works out.
What were we hoping it was going to be? Seriously, like, what was the best outcome of this?
Beluga.
Carter, that would not
Beluga Whale.
As much as we wanted to see something new,
I love that, like, fuck, it threw, like, all the dirt sheets in the ring. Like, it
nobody knew,
and then it's like, oh, Eric Bischoff knows. Eric Bischoff supposedly had the story.
Bischoff, like, I'm going to burn bridges with this. It's Dixie Carter.
Dixie Carter.
He was fucking
And wrong. How wrong could you be?
I feel like they...
What if it was Dixie Carter?
God damn it, Bischoff knows.
God damn it, that Bischoff again! Is he going to go back out and read our match results on Nitro? Is Nitro still a show? Is Nitro still on right now? Put it on TNT. I want to see the... I want go to... Go. It's... No.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like what they probably did...
God damn it, Shane. Quit crashing helicopters.
I think they had a plan for five different possibilities. You know
yeah.
What I mean? Like, threw a bunch of stuff out
there. And they wanted to see what
and
would...
One was the real one.
Yeah. Blue Harvest.
So you don't label it what it is so people don't know. You know
yeah.
What I mean? And they probably did that. They threw, okay, Dixie Carter's possibility. Let's leak Dixie Carter, throw people off.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, the first Jurassic Park was all claymation, and then they're like, fuck this. This shit looks like this looks like shit.
Yeah.
Go back and fix it.
Yep.
And they CGI'd.
CGI.
So they were just like, just CGI Jason Jordan onto the Raw roster.
Yeah. And you know what, though? Apparently, they're not too... And I get it. Like, at first, when they announced...
Do you really want to break up American Alpha so early? Like,
well,
it's not even a year into... barely a year into the run.
That's what I'm getting at, though, is at first, I was upset about them. Like, we're going to lose American Alpha. You know, they're SmackDown tag titles. It sucks. And then I read...
I'm going to break them up and make Jason Jordan Kurt Angle's son.
I read Chad Gable's report, or letter about what happened.
Yeah. Balls.
He was upset. He was like, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, he thought American Alpha was going to end then.
Yeah.
And he said Jason Jordan walked out of the room and Chad Gable's wife came in and told him that Jason Jordan was crying his eyes out in the other room. So you're holding Jason Jordan back at that point.
Yeah.
And we're not pointing fingers or anything, but if you're injured that often and you're hurting the tag partner, look what happened
look what happened with Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Yes.
I don't know.
So look what happened with Lucha Bros.
Yeah.
They had to do something with Mojo because they were so over at the time, and then Zap blew out his knee.
Yeah.
Now we're probably losing them as a tag team as well. But you can't. I see the reason why they're split up. I get it. Because if Chad Gable is injured,
if this leads to just Breezango finally winning those tag team championships, I'm going to be so psyched.
Meltzer's calling it now. God, I would love Breezango to win the tag team championships.
Yeah. You can stay healthy, yeah.
I mean, they're running him in singles action. Also,
Meltzer said CM Punk would 100% be back at that Chicago show 6 months later.
Nick Jackson lost his passport. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He said, new passport is finally here. This whole saga cost me $4,000. I'm blaming the revival. To which Dash Wilder replied, got a used passport and an old backpack for sale, asking $4,000. FTR, forever the revival.
Forever the revival.
Kevin Owens handled Talking Smack being canceled like a true heel. He said, if this is true, I applaud WWE's initiative to cancel Talking Smack and no longer give Renee Young and Daniel Bryan nonsense platform. Such a great heel. So
I'll read the tweet from Rusev.
Oh, the tweet from Rusev?
Yeah. I got it. When you don't respond to my video message, you land in the ocean at Shane McMahon. Karma.
Karma spelled with a C.
Karma with a C.
So you're saying that Shane McMahon crashed his helicopter in the ocean is karma for not responding. So Shane McMahon totally lived through, and it's not as dramatic as everyone made it out to be. The pilot handled everything real well. It was a ocean helicopter pontoon.
Be like, oh shit, we're going down.
Shane said, he's like, dude, he was so calm, I was calm.
Oh my God! Like, are you Vince McMahon's son?
He's like, yes, I am.
Oh, okay. They made me ask that. I'm sorry.
So PWG tweeted and said that Famita, Rey Fénix, and Penta El Zero M will face the Elite on night two of the Battle of Los Angeles.
Good God! Hey, did you know that Chuck Taylor is the new PWG champion?
I did know that.
Yeah, that's pretty
Chuck
awesome.
Taylor's killing the business.
Yeah, he is.
Killing
it.
Gold blooded. Right? Daniel Bryan tweeted to Chad Gable and said, don't worry, son. You'll find out who your real father is on SmackDown next week. Oh, wait, you better give it away by calling you son. I know there was some news. There's a lot of news.
Sorry.
Around AAA. I'm trying to get it pulled up now.
God damn it, Shane. I told you to quit screwing around on those helicopters.
The best tweet I saw is Bubba Ray shared a picture of a 78 Trans Am. And Tommy Dreamer.
And it said that Tommy Dreamer.
Son of Kurt Angle, and Tommy Dreamer was conceived in the back of
the
transit.
Oh.
Okay, so here's where it starts. Johnny Mundo had tweeted to Vampiro and said, the locker room thinks, at Vampiro, you are a two-faced lying douchebag who believes the lies of hashtag office stooges. Retweet if you're with us. At that point, I was like, what the hell is going on? And I saw Ricochet reply to it with a picture of someone eating popcorn.
Popcorn sounds good. I want popcorn.
Legit Screwjob went down in AAA this week.
Oh, wow.
So back at the beginning of the month, Morrison was informed to bring Taya's women's title to AAA with him. Morrison is right now strong style. Strong style.
Keep going. I'm just giving them some advertisement.
There you go. Morrison is the men's champion in AAA.
Yeah.
And Taya Valkyries, when she was by AAA, is their women's champion, the Reina de los Reina champion.
Huela Loca.
Yeah. Huela Loca, is that what they call it there? That's awesome. He was informed to bring her title. She was not scheduled to work. He was informed to bring her title to tapings, and they were going to hold it for photo shoots.
Oh, wow.
The next night, they proclaimed Sexy Star their new champion, said that Taya was stripped of the title for using a chokehold in a non-disqualification match, which, whatever that means, it seems weird, right? They said she used a chokehold, but apparently the match was non-disqualification, so she was able to use a chokehold. So they stripped her of it and said...
Oh, I gotta go back and read all this, yeah.
Sexy Star is retired... Before this happened, Sexy Star retired from wrestling and went to boxing.
Yeah.
Removing her mask and going to boxing.
And now she doesn't even wrestle with their mask.
Now she's come back. The pictures of her, she has the mask on.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So,
oh, wow.
And now she's come back. So he, Morrison tweeted that. Apparently Vampiro spearheaded all this because he's like the main face of AAA.
AAA,
right?
Yeah.
I guess Vampiro tweeted and said, probably shouldn't do this as I don't give a fuck, but a mark is a mark regardless of its gender. It's called building a story and going to an angle. And Morrison said, I'm a mark for pro wrestling and Taya is a mark for hard work and the title represents. You're a mark for yourself only, Vampiro. I guess they saw dollar signs.
Yeah.
And Sexy Star having it. So they pulled the title from Taya.
And
gave it to Sexy Star. And it's caused like this huge ordeal between AAA and Lucha Underground and Taya and Morrison. So they're gonna apparently writing out their contract, and they're just gonna be done once this third season ends, and they're not returning to Lucha Underground or AAA.
Yeah.
But Jeff Jarrett announced yesterday, I believe, that both Taya and John Morrison will appear in GFW house shows or live events starting in New York, and will be on
eventually TV. On TV. Yeah.
So they're gonna be on house live events until their contract is up.
Yeah.
Ricochet is. I don't think we ever talked about Ricochet calling out Lucha Underground at the G1 special.
No.
Because he was on the microphone talking shit. He's like, I know a lot of you have waited for me to be here, and if it wasn't for a certain underground fighting company, I'd have been here a long time
ago. Oh, shit.
So there's a lot of people that are apparently
holding him up.
What's going on with AAA?
Well, yeah, AAA is kind of screwing everything up as far as. Yeah.
She does there. They want her on top so much that she apparently can ride out the rest of her career as champion and never have to.
Oh, jeez. That's hilarious.
It's fucking insane. That's, and Morrison even called it out. He's like, this is just what happens when you let talent
book. Yeah.
They're the ones who write their story.
Basically, she's Mexico's Hulk Hogan.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. But sexy.
So.
Oh, sushi, brother. Oh, sushi. So good. Hey, we got a pay-per-view coming up this Sunday. Pay-per-view. Oh, hey. No, you gave us homework. Let's do homework.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll do the pay-per-view.
Today, or not today, this week, whatever.
No, it's a day. Yeah.
But it's been 1 year since we had the draft.
Yes, sir.
And
oh, yeah.
Mojo Rawley, Alexa Bliss, and Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent you a picture of them, and I asked you to rank them as to who's had the best year and who's had the worst year.
Okay.
Let's start with your worst.
My worst, Finn Balor.
Absolutely, I agree.
That sucks to say, but Finn Balor.
He's had the worst year. I mean, yeah. He's been on top of injury. He's been back, and nothing has necessarily been done with him.
Second to worst, American Alpha. Not as good. They won the tag team championships, but that's pretty much.
They disappeared,
and nothing. There was like no highlight for them at Mania. I remember, like, it just fizzled. Third best, this can go either way, or third worst, whatever, right in the middle. Mojo Rawley. He's ranked above them because he won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which was a big surprise and a good stepping stone for his career. As far as singles push, I'm kind of still waiting like for him to kind of like find his footing.
Yeah.
Because he could be a big player. He's a big guy.
He didn't necessarily have a bad year.
No.
The 3 that are in the 1-2
spot. They had such an amazing year. And the fact that, I mean, I was still surprised that Mojo even got drafted.
Right.
After Mojo, Nia Jax. She's done a badass job. She's really establishing herself as a top heel on Raw. She's doing really good. Second best, Carmella. I mean, she was the last person drafted.
Yep, and look where she's at now.
And look what she's done with that. Look what she's done with that position. Exactly. I mean, she turned a shitty angle with James Ellsworth. She made it work. She won 2 ladder matches in a row.
Yep.
And I think it's awesome. And of course, number one, Alexa Bliss. I think she's having one of the best years, just hands down, on the roster.
Both women's championships?
Congratulations. Yeah, she's one of, like, she's definitely having the best year on the women's roster altogether. Exactly. I mean, she's easily, honestly, I would even say she's in the top three as far as best overall. Yeah, just top wrestlers right now. Yeah, she's kicking ass. I mean, she's had her ups and downs as far as, like, you know, that shitty This Is Your Life. But not every promo is going to hit. She rebounded very nicely from it. She made fun of herself about it. And she's still champ. And she's doing it in a badass way. So, yeah, that was a cool little, that was a nice little, like, graduation class. Let's see how they're doing.
Yeah, I saw him. I was like, you know what? Let's run this down. Let's see.
Yeah, so that's how I feel. Like, we should. I mean, I think after Battleground, you'd think they'd do another draft. Or as Jeremy Piven would call it, Summerfest. Summer vest? Is that what you wear?
Oh, did you see my gorilla vest?
See my vest? Made of real gorilla chest.
This week, Thursday night at 9 p.m., don't miss the premiere of After Impact. Planet Tyrus and Real Josh Matthews.
That's hilarious.
So they're doing...
Capitalizing. Well, they should capitalize and do an online some sort of service. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I was like, that's
great. That's funny. Well, Vince, I mean, they bought Tout.
Yeah.
So it's a joke. Because Vince is the one that made the call to cancel it. Hey, you know what? People are using that social media, so we're going to make our own. And instead of using Facebook, let's just make our own WWE Universe Online and make people sign up that way. And we're going to make Zack Ryder answer all the questions because he's our internet guy.
He's gonna be our new
Dog Grisham. Remember Bite This? Yeah. And he did. Now I got hepatitis. Yeah, who knows what Vince has. Let's run down the pay-per-view. This Battleground. Yeah, Sami Zayn versus Mike Kanellis. Sami Zayn versus Mike Kanellis.
His tights say MK plus MK.
AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. Five-way elimination match to determine the number of contender for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship at SummerSlam. Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Natalia, Tamina, Lana, John Cena versus Rusev in a flag match. The tag team championship match with the Usos and the New Day. A Punjabi prison match for the WWE Championship between Jinder Mahal and Randy Orton. Oh, I failed to mention the pre-show match, which is Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English, which is a match that was on all the house shows, which was really awesome. Yeah, Aiden English is great.
I love that. They work great in the ring together.
Yeah. Good. Sami Zayn versus Mike Kanellis in Mike Kanellis' debut pay-per-view match. It has to be.
Yeah,
it has to be. This is a good way, and I'm glad like the way they brought him back, because it kind of fizzled a little bit on the debut,
yeah.
But it was just like, holy shit, Mike Kanellis is here, and he's awesome.
Yep.
So Mike Kanellis for the win. AJ Styles taking on Kevin Owens for the WWE United States Championship. I'm saying Kevin Owens regains the WWE United States Championship, because it makes so much more sense for Kevin Owens to be the face of America, to run this gimmick, and he hasn't run into the ground yet. This gimmick needs to be ran into the ground.
I say AJ loses it SummerSlam. I bet he holds on to it.
Kevin wins, and we don't even have a United States Championship match at SummerSlam. We probably get a different kind of match that goes on. Yeah. Because I feel like the U.S. Championship match title always gets the shaft. The big shows.
They continue to tease AJ and Shinsuke.
Yeah.
Shinsuke said he wants a shot at the...
It's gonna...
How fucking amazing is it? The United States...
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
It's the fucking premier title.
Yeah, it is. You made it your premier title on your game. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. This one's hard to call because both guys are like on a hot streak right now.
Yeah.
If Corbin can win, I'm saying heel tactics, beat Shinsuke. I'm okay with that. I mean, it'll probably will happen.
Yeah.
But
I'm saying Baron.
Baron? Okay, I'm going Baron as well.
Heel
yeah. Got to. He has to hit him with that Money in the Bank.
Oh,
briefcase. That five-way elimination match. Who's going to be the number one contender? Who's going to beat? Who's going to beat Naomi eventually at SummerSlam and then lose to Carmella at SummerSlam? Because that cash in is going down at SummerSlam. Calling it now. She's cashing in. And Charlotte, yeah. I'm picking Charlotte to win this. And she wins the title and loses it. Yeah, she loses to Carmella. Yep. Because of Carmella, Charlotte. And I was even thinking about this on the way over. I was like, that'd be a pretty good feud. Carmella and Charlotte. Yep. John's. No, I'm not. I'm okay with that.
Like, it was cool for a couple.
And you know what, though? She's definitely, she's played around with it a lot to see what would work. Yeah. And when she had it the first night, I got to see it the second night she used it, which was in Hobbs. It didn't look all that great. But then they added more to it, made it work. So, yeah, I like what she did because it fits her character.
Like, it's a cool idea.
And it didn't work with her coming out and dancing in the black light and you can't see the title.
Yeah.
The whole point of you being a champ is you rock that title. And throw the lights on there. I'm cool with it. It's not, to me, it's not desecrating. It's not desecrating the title. It's part of her character.
And I think having an interesting thing is I mainly saw it the first few times when it was pretty crappy.
Yeah, you look at it now.
That might be why I'm so sour.
Yeah, like the whole thing like flashes now. Like they've added so much to the title.
I
before it was just LED lights on it, but now I think it's a full-blown legit built title that's been made for her that like lights up. It's pretty cool now. Yeah, and that's what I saw in Hobbs, and I'm just like, all right, okay.
Nah.
It's like, you know how everybody puts like LED lights on the back of their like TVs now.
Yeah.
So John Rusev versus John Cena. Oh my God, love child. John Cena versus Rusev.
Rusev.
You going Rusev?
I want Rusev.
I gotta go with Cena.
Cena.
I miss Cena.
I miss Cena too, but I want Rusev to win this.
Man, I'm starting to feel like Cena's. I'm sorry. You know what? God damn it, man. You know what sucks is like last, I think I said like within a year, Rusev will be world champ, and now it doesn't feel that like that's going to happen. But,
he's a guy that I never wanted him to drop that US title.
You know, his first year was really rough, and then like we both picked him as like overrated,
yeah.
But like since then, he's like,
he's improved a lot.
I think after we did that, he was like most improved.
Yeah.
We both voted for him to be most improved.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think Rusev is a great character, and I just want him to, he deserves big, yeah, he's the monster heel that you need to throw that title on, because he's so anti-America, and just like, yeah, it's, you can't keep putting him in matches against Cena, and have Cena be the only guy that can beat him. The only guy that beat him was Roman, right, I think, yeah.
Do you love that mini shield reunion? That's the way you get Roman over.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And that's the first time we've heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
That's how you get him over. If you're dead set on getting him over, it has to be that shield.
Yep. Usos versus New Day. We both called New Day last time, and they didn't win. I'm saying Usos win.
I'm saying Usos. I think New Day might win. I think SummerSlam is a good place for them to win. I think Usos win by some other shady form again.
Yeah. And Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton.
Jinder
for the win. Yeah. You got to have Jinder win. That's a pretty good build for this. I like this. And the modern day Mahal. It's pretty good.
I feel like his voice is like Michael Scott trying to do The Godfather.
Do it. Do Michael Scott. Do The Godfather. Do it.
You come to me on this day, on the day I'm a daughter's way.
You just do Marlon Brando, just incoherent Marlon Brando. Oh, wait, that's regular Marlon Brando. Oh, he did.
You know what I wish they would do? I wish they would do something with the Singh brothers. Like, I like them being part of his entourage.
Oh, I want Singh to win those titles, finally.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to win. Like, how cool of a stable would that be if they held all the gold? And they would be like, I mean, technically they're silver, but they'd be like, we hold all the championships, modern day, modern raw.
We have, they're legit wrestlers. Why not use them?
And you gotta get that. You gotta get the girl from the Mae Young Classic. She's like the only Indian woman wrestler. She's a badass. Like, she's huge. Put her in there. That'd be a great stable. I mean, I know we're kind of over this whole, like, you know, racial stables kind of steal, like, but that would be a good one, like an Indian stable like that, because it's never been done. An Indian stable. We've always just had two guys. We've either had Jinder and Kali or Jinder and Rajan, whatever, the manager for both of them.
Or what's his name?
Raj from Big Bang Theory. It's not. That's horrible. Yeah. Muhammad. It's just one. It's just one and the manager, and that's it. That's it. And Daivari? Daivari was his manager. But Daivari was probably a better wrestler than Muhammad Hassan. We got questions. We got answers. Jeremy's trying to find that question. Oh, yeah. I love big factions and I cannot lie.
I think we're overdue for a big faction.
Through other factions can't deny.
You know, something like the Nexus?
Through the Nexus. How many people did they have? Like 8 people?
Like
Nexus was awesome.
You know, something like Nexus, something, you know, just some sort of stable. Like, I think we're a little overdue for it. It's, I don't see a need to always have it in there.
Yeah.
But even when you look at the core members of the Bullet Club, there's really only
stable. Oh, and the core.
But WWE seems lately like they want to relegate theirs. A big stable is about 4 or 5 people. I mean, look at.
Keep going. More than 5 people. Yeah.
But that's still as bad as we want that. That's going to be years down the road.
Yeah, I think it's years because they spent so much time kind of building up individual stars that it's kind of hard to group everybody together. But I think that was part of why I love the Attitude. I think a lot of people love the Attitude Era so much because there's so many stables. Like, everybody was in the stable.
Yeah.
And if you weren't in the stable, you were screwed. And, like, the only guy that wasn't in the stable was Austin.
And then in the long run, where did he end up?
And he still ended up in the stable, and he still had, like, team-ups with, like, Dude Love or Cactus Jack or whatever. Yeah.
DX.
And they were huge.
Yeah,
corporate ministry? The corporate ministry?
Ministry, corporation.
Which was huge.
Ministry.
Yeah.
We had
Nation of Domination,
Squad.
Goon Squad.
The Oddities.
Yep.
DX.
Yep.
The Heart Foundation.
And this is all during, while there's still WCW around.
Yeah. Heart Foundation. Who else was there? The BWO.
They had BWO. There was the Acolytes.
Yep, the Acolytes.
Oh, not the Acolytes.
Nation
I'm sorry. Acolytes was, that was Farouk and Bradshaw. I'm thinking of the guy, the Jackal, Kurgan. It was his. They were, like, kind of like Russian, kind of like militant guys. Yeah.
DOA,
yeah. There were 3 guys in DOA.
God, there was a lot of stable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're right. Like,
it was stable, yeah. I can probably go back to my old WWF magazines, the ones that I had with Sonny on the cover and ruined. But, No, but you can go to, like, the pay-per-view, like, recaps, because all of them have pay-per-view recaps at the end of them. And that was, like, always, like, my favorite thing, even though I watched all the pay-per-views, like, going back and looking at the recaps. And, but there was, like, a month before, like, a month behind. But, like, every match, I felt like it was, like, 4 versus 4, stable, blah, 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 like, Stable Wars and Kingland Warfare, that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool. Good times.
So, there's a lot.
Did you pull up stables from the Attitude Era?
Smoking Guns. This is just tag. Oh,
that's tag teams, yeah.
Here we are. Attitude Era. The Acolyte Protection Agency. The Brood. The Brothers of Destruction.
Oh, the Brood.
The Los Conquistadors. The Corporate Ministry. The Corporation. DX. The Disciples of Apocalypse. Crush, Chain, Skull, and 8-Ball. The Dudley Boys, which was at the time 3 people. Bubba Ray, Devon, and...
Oh, Barica. The Las Baricas. Yeah.
Bubba Ray, Devon, and Spike, and Stacy. Hardy Boys, the Heart Foundation, the Headbangers, the Holly Cousins, which was
Hardcore Holly, Crash Holly, and Molly Holly. Job Squad.
Job Squad. Ken and Ty.
Kai and Ty.
The Click. Keys.
No, there's Los Pericos.
Legion of Doom, Los Pericos, the McMahon Helmsley faction, the Mean Street Posse, Ministry of Darkness, Nation of Domination, New Age Outlaws, the New Brood, which was Gangrel, Matt Hardy, and Jeff Hardy, the Oddities.
Oh, PMS, Pretty Mean Sisters. The Radicals.
Yep, Right to Censor.
The Radicals.
DNA, Test and Albert.
With Trish Stratus.
Edge, Christian, and Kurt Angle.
And Rhino. The Un-Americans.
Vince's Devils. And the X-Factor, which was X-Pac, Just Incredible, and Albert.
And that's when they came out to that stupid-ass Uncle Cracker song.
God, right?
Yep.
WCW had the Amazing French Canadians, Bad Attitude, the Blue Bloods, Lord Steven Regal, David Taylor, and Robert Eaton. The Cole Twins, the Dancing Fools, Alex Wright, just, oh God, Alex Wright, when he had that German tech. First Family, the Four Horsemen, Harlem Heat, the Harris Brothers, High Voltage, the Hollywood Blondes, and oh God, that's old school stuff. WCW was always behind factions, though.
The Revolution.
The American Males. We're American Males. Remember that
too? Misfits in Action.
American Males.
Latino World Order.
And that's one thing they still do on the indies and with, like, TNA and stuff a lot, or Impact now. It's factions and groups.
Yeah.
And
it's smart.
WWE's at, you know, the thing they want to stay away from is, but I would like to see some factions start forming up again.
Question for the people out there. What factions would you want to see again?
Yeah, and if you were to create a new faction, put it together.
Yeah, make your dream faction. Do it now.
Do it now.
So on that note, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. You can follow me at Mateo83. You can follow Jeremy at JVader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. If you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question, anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show, and we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on. Remember, your stream down, rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star Frog Splash rating and leave a funny review that I can read on the show while you're there at provengamer.com. You can check out other awesome game reviews and articles and the Trophy Horrors podcast and Nintendo Dual Screens. So make provengamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I am Matt. He is Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out. Peace. Deuces.
Save. Bow, ah, 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 ah